So as we come to the end of the sitting, and maybe while you're still sitting here, there's a way in which living a life of purpose gives energy, gives fuel to a life of mindfulness, a life that's lived consciously. And one of the aspects, one form of purpose is to have a vision. And this idea of vision is a really integral part to the teachings of the Buddha. That as practice matures, the practice provides us with a kind of a seeing, a vision. Of what's possible. And that vision of what's possible can give us the direction for practice, the orientation, the purpose. And already here on this retreat, the second full day, I feel a level of peace, settledness, a kind of integrity that is quite something quite wonderful to appreciate. Maybe if we put it in context, we can appreciate more what we have here, that there are 54 of us meditating here now. Imagine what it would be like if the 54 of us were all milling around in a crowded cocktail party with music blaring. Very different feeling than what we have right now. We have something special here. And I'd like to suggest that each of you, in your own, somehow in your intuition, in your hearts, and somehow in this practice, even if it's been a lot of struggle, that you have access to a vision of something beautiful and wonderful that's possible. Maybe you've tasted it today or some other time. A vision of peace, a vision of the heart free, a vision of compassion, love, care. A vision of equanimity. And perhaps as we come to the end of this day of practice, can you touch into some vision that is reasonably possible for you for tomorrow? When you come back next time to sit or to practice, a vision of what's possible that you'd like to be the direction of your practice or the orientation of your practice, the purpose of the practice. And maybe for those of you going to sleep, maybe you can go to sleep with a contentment or an inspiration around some vision for tomorrow. And let that vision carry you through the night the way it might. And wake up in the morning, maybe without any expectation for it, but a simple, humble orientation in the direction of this vision. And maybe that'll support your practice tomorrow. Fuel it, inspire it. And part of my vision is that we share this Dharma life. We share with each other and the wider world our ability to live harmlessly. So no one needs to fear us. So that we can live in the world generously. So no one feels that we're out to get something from them. That we can live in the world kindly. So no one worries that we'll say something mean. May this Dharma life be something we share and spread out across the lands. And may this day of practice serve for the welfare and happiness of all the people that we directly and indirectly will touch over the next week. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. Sleep well, sleep deeply, those of you who are going to sleep. And for those of you now and maybe the beginning of your day, maybe keep the Dharma fire going for us so that the warmth of practice is there waiting for us when we wake up. Thank you all.